amendment in introduction. They just say introduction and then amend it. And when you look at it, it shows that the introductions fall, the mandate fall under introductions, but we have to have a statement under introduction.
Yes. So what do we have to say under introduction? We'll find something suitable to put there, but correct. PMG, you are busy fiddling with stuff here. I don't want to say in Sizulu, you are stunusela. But if you need to fix something, you do it before, not during the meeting. And we had a time when we were sharpening our teeth, you could have done what you were doing now. Fine. So page one, we go to page two. Yes, sir.
Chair, just the last sentence there, I think we should say basis, not basis.
The last sentence, yeah, under which paragraph?
The committee further basis, on page two, the last sentence. Mm-hmm. The committee further basis, it's review, not on...
Okay, yeah, it's the wrong basis.
Mm.
Should be an E instead of an I, so we'll sort out the correction there. Page 3. Yes, Baba Masango.
Chair, here is also just to pick up F. There is nothing written. We got F from under 1.5, but we don't see anything
on F.
On F, yeah. Yeah, this analysis also, we are making it in plural, and we just see was.
The first sentence at the top.
This analysis were undertaken by the parliamentary support staff.
Okay.
Are you with me?
Okay.
Okay.
You see the, these.
Yes, in plural.
Analysis. Plural. Any other issue on page 3? If there's none, then it's also platse number 4. Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
On
page 4, the third last bullet point, I would have wished that the we could use a stronger, chosen a stronger term than simply saying address corruption. Perhaps say eliminate, because corruption has for so many years surrounded the activities of the department.
Ines? Yeah. Anyway, after you, Anish.
We can't change that because it actually comes specifically from the President's State of the Nation address. So all these points that we have here is issues that were articulated in the State of the Nation address that are specific to public works. Not necessarily just to public works, but what this section has done is it has picked up issues that are relevant to public works as well as other departments, but it's basically just outlining areas that the committee and the department should look at.
Honorable Member, what I would say is that we all appreciate what you are saying. In our oversight engagement with the department. That's where we need, as a portfolio committee, to be forceful. How are you addressing this issue of corruption? The issue is to eradicate corruption. What measures are you instituting to do so? But as she says that this, based on a first party saying that this is what I expect from departments, but our role is more direct in relation to the department. Yes?
Yeah, thanks for the second part, Chair. I would still differ, because obviously the state president would, I would equate his address to the Constitution. Constitution doesn't specify you are expected to develop legislation based on the principles that are pronounced in the Constitution. So we wouldn't really expect the state president to talk in an implementing type of language. Ours is to make sure that the implementation is effective, not just broadly, you know, talk about corruption. His is to say, find a way. And the way that I think we should be zooming in on is to eliminate corruption. Thanks.
Okay, Mrs. Adams, and then followed by the two honorable members.
Chair, can I speak in Afrikaans, please?
Speak, and there's a fake translator will seek to translate for you. Pedestrian translator.
No, Chair, it is just that I want to show the honorable member on the fact that this is a quotation, and it's indicated there at the end of the sentence, in order to overcome these challenges, the focus for public work remains on, and there's a small two. And at the bottom of the page, there's a reference. So that means this is taken out of a document. If the honourable member wants us to address it on in a different way, it should be taken out and perhaps put elsewhere. Thank you.
Wow.
Start.
Thank you, Chair. I think Chairperson, the speaker that I follow has been addressed this, because what is happening here is what the President has been said, what the Department have been done. There is where we have to make our recommendation.
Okay,
it's where we have to change everything on our recommendation.
Bob Massa.
Chair, I think Sitol has said it the way I wanted. We have to concentrate on our recommendation.
Yeah.
If we really want to say something, then we must say it on our recommendation. This is an extra.
Baba Filtan, we agree with you, but it's the wrong place. It's the wrong place. Masi Abagit. Page 5. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, if I can make a proposal, that for the interest of time, because this is sitting at 2, if we can go to the recommendations and look at the recommendations, because that is the critical part of the committee's work, I think, is to look at the recommendations.
I hear what you say, Honorable Adams, but the fact of the matter is that the committee will have to own this document, that we have passed it. So we can't just go directly to the recommendations and leave other aspects. But what I would, however, recommend is that we deal with the substantive issues as we move along. If there's no real issue, we don't just raise, Shall we say 5, if there's nothing on page 5, you have read the document.
Yeah, Chair, I've seen.
Let's go. What have you seen on page 5? Let's have it. Let's move like the Gau train.
Okay.
Every 15 minutes, it's gone.
The chief chair, the bullet number 4, release 9 proposed for redress. I'm not sure where did we get this one. This 9 properties, where did we get this now?
page number 5, we say...
Well, it's number 4.
Number 4. 2.1.
But this is from the annual report.
No, annual report is saying 0. I did check. And I'll check also the quarterly report.
Can you just verify? You want to say something? Yes.
Can I suggest that what we do with that chair is we instead of keeping the
microphone, please.
Oh, sorry. Instead of
thank you, Chair. Instead of keeping the committee guessing around this one, let's make 100% certain what it is, Chair. If it's 0, we'll put 0 in there. If it's 9, we'll put 9 in. We'll check for that, Chair.
And as we move to page 9, I can see that Honorable Sitole has got the same presentation as Honorable Njobo, but he prefers reading from Njobo's presentation, not for religious reasons. Page 9, nothing there. Page 10. Issues highlighted by the Attorney General's Office, Auditor General's. There goes the lawyer, Attorney General. Page 11. Page 12 takes us to financial performance 2013-14. Should be 14-15. So we have to correct that. 2014-15. Page 13. PMG, do you have a copy of the presentation? Or you don't give them, or they just follow proceedings? Okay. So, as they say in Animal Farm, some animals are more equal than others. Of myself.
Yeah. Chair, just again on page, is it 13?
Yes.
Second paragraph of there is 2014-2015. What did you call it?
Okay, let's correct that.
And the paragraph number.
You see.
Okay. But they can just go and look all this.
Yeah. Let's clean up that, otherwise it has a material effect on the report if we have the wrong yes.
Yeah.
That is okay. Page 14.
age 15.
And page 17. Yes, sir.
Just on 5.1, I think if they say program 1, let's just indicate which program that is. Just program 1 then is blank.
Yeah. Yes.
Because we're going to go through the programs, Chair, it will just say program 1 each time, and immediately after that it will actually identify the program. The very first sentence identifies the program. But we can,
the
Chair, if we...
administration program.
If the committee wants administration at the top there, we can do that, Chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of us are too tough to.
Sure.
Okay. 18. 19.
Chair.
Yes, sir.
I noticed that on page 19 and sometimes on page 20, the repetition of paragraphs.
Yeah.
If you look under immovable assets on page 19, immovable asset management program, the first paragraph is identical to the paragraph on page 20, under contracts received 100.7 million. And also the second paragraph to that, it's just a repetition of...
Okay, let's sort out that... Somebody was tired at 1 a.m. in the morning, cut and paste. Let's fix that. Page 21. Page 22. Page 23, page 24. Yes, sir.
Please, can I take you back to page 22? The last bullet.
Okay.
If Leighton can, I don't actually get the idea when they say more people with disability are not participating in EPWP, as some public bodies give priority to beneficiaries who are unemployed and not receiving a stipend. I'm trying to understand what does that mean.
Perhaps the drafting can be better there. I think the intention is to say that there are some people who fall under the disability category, so some of them are receiving some grant, and then there are others with disability who don't receive. But more needs to be in terms of the prescripts of government, the obligation that we have to people with their disabilities. More and more of them should be accommodated in programs where you find that the requisite number is not met. But what you say is that the paragraph there is not well written. It can be more clearly written. Are we on page 25? Page 26 brings us to committee's observations and responses. Page 27. Page 28. 29. Page 30 brings us to recommendations. Anything on page 30? If not, we go to page 31 and under 8.6, Mrs. Adams had earlier pointed out something. Can you share it with the portfolio committee?
Colleagues, on page 31, 8.6, it reads as follows: the chief financial officer should provide comprehensive and accurate financial statements to the committee on a monthly basis. Now, in my mind, a monthly basis will be too frequently, and I'm proposing a quarterly basis.
Members?
I don't have a problem.
No problem. Quarterly basis. Okay.
Thank you,
yes,
Chair. I would go with this proposal, because if you look at the remarks of the Auditor General, there's a whole lot of transgression, if I can use that term, that is taking place. And this would be a call on us to take a closer look more frequently than would be doing if we were to look at this on a quarterly basis. It may mean more work for us, but I would recommend, because we are implementing, as it were, a turnaround strategy. This Auditor General's report is quite bad. It reflects very, very badly on the department. Thanks, Chair.
Can we speak to the practicalities of this? The intention is something else, but the practicalities, each and every month, audited and comprehensive and accurate financial statements. Somebody has to verify those before they bring them to us each and every month, you see. That's where the concern is. But let me hear the members. Honorable Mubu.
I agree with you, Chair.
Your mic, please.
I agree with you, Chair. I think it will be asking for a bit too much. I know the department will say they don't have the capacity to be producing reports every month, but on a quarterly basis, I think that makes sense. I mean, they're supposed to report to us anyway on a quarterly basis. Thank you.
Baba Filtan, let's run with the 3 months. Let's hold them accountable. What have you done for the 3 months? What are the targets? What have you? Then it also gives us time to prepare for those when we've got the relevant documentation. Anything further on page 31? Let's start with Bob Masango, then I'll come back to you.
I've just seen, I'm generalizing now. I've seen some of the recommendations that we are putting a target to say by the end of 2014-15 financial year. I'm not sure whether did we ourselves worked out if those things are realistic, is going to happen, because it doesn't help to also just put a recommendation that we really not even sure whether is it possible to reach that thing, and we will be carrying on it. Maybe we need just to look at those timelines.
Honorable Mubu, thanks, Thomas.
Chair, on 8.10.
8.10.
Yes, I'd like to just to ask that we add that we get regular reports on ongoing projects, because there's a tendency that the department gets involved in projects that we don't know whether they're completed and when they're going to be completed. So is it possible that we can add a sentence that says supply us with regular reports on what projects are completed and where?
Ines, I'm sure we could ask for that for further information. Because if it's in the department's interest, if they've completed a project, that they can show to and report and say we have done that. So it's in their interest. And as members of parliament in your constituencies everywhere, we can see whether there's something or not. And when we make comments in the House, that can be a basis of some of that information. Baba Fiutan, could you kindly switch off your mic, Thomason?
If I may take a leaf from the book of one of the committees that I'm serving, I would recommend that we dedicate a special chapter, as it were. Could be just half a page, perhaps, and highlight the good things that the department has done. I think that will bode well for both the department as well as ourselves to show that we've taken note of what has been done. Call it the highlights of the period that we're dealing with. Could be as little as just 5 points, but I think that would be encouraging even to the National Assembly to see that we have picked up what good the department has done. Have a special paragraph on that, so to speak. Thanks.
Would you kindly check point number 9? It's added appreciation. But that's page 32. Unless you want to be more specific than that.
Actually, I think this has been, what I'm talking about has been seriously watered down here. Unless we don't have much to say. I've gone through it.
Formulation,
yeah,
of the issues. If they are there, we'll be able to articulate that.
Yeah.
If they are there, what I'm asking for,
sorry,
let us bring them forward and articulate them. If they are not there, we can't. We can't thank you for something that you have not had. If there's nothing further on page 31.
Chair, just I think we should correct that regularly, because regularly it's not clear when.
Which point, sir?
That's 8.10. If we agree to add it, we rather say
quarterly.
Also. Yeah, rather than say regularly, because we don't know what's regularly.
Regularly. We go to page 32, and the cheapest watch in the room says you are 1 minute shy of 2 o'clock. Any comments? Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, on the last one, the Minister of Public Works 2012 developed a 7 years turnaround strategy, because we have to indicate that it's a 7 years turnaround strategy.
Where, which point is that?
The last sentence on to say, start with the Minister of Public Works, back in 2012, develop a turnaround strategy. That's why I say we must put 7 years turnaround strategy.
You are still on page 31.
32.
32.
Mm.
It's a reference.
Yeah.
Robert Scott. That's a reference. You see under references there.
Yes.
It's the material that was consulted in order to write this report.
But at that turnaround strategy, it is written 7 years turnaround strategy.
Okay, let's get the staff will get the
okay.
Reference for that.
Okay.
If this is what you are saying. Yeah? We'll reference it correctly as the document is titled. Members, is there any other material points that you need to foreground? Baba Stoy.
And the last one, Chairperson, page 32. This is Zuma, which is JZ. President of the country, you can't say Zuma, JZ.
Why not? That's reference.
The last one. No,
State
no,
of the Nation address, okay? State of the Nation address, President JZ Zuma.
When you reference the book, that's what you write, move KF and the title of the book.
Yes, but if you are Dr. Ndate Mubu, we'll say that Dr. Mubu.
No, not necessarily. On the reference, Chair, no, we don't.
You can put brackets Zuma, JJ, brackets PhD.
No, let us, yeah, let us look at the correct referencing and do that. We've all studied with different universities. We've got different methods of. Yeah. Well, some of us had the little benefit. University of South Africa, University of Cape Town, University of Natal. Yeah. So this is what I'm saying. Good folks, on this note of doctors and people who have certificates and those who don't. There's somebody struggling to produce it. The two Adams. Amendments and corrections. Honorable Mubu seconds with amendments and references. good folks, I would like to thank you. Thank you very much.
Calling us.